Good day there. So glad that I could join you on this daily devotion this morning. I would love to encourage you this week just concerning the love that God has toward us. In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible says that God is love. It's not what he does when he's in a good mood and what he doesn't do when he's in a bad mood. He's never in a bad mood. The Bible says that his love, agape love, is a love that is self-sacrificial, that considers the one being loved as valuable and precious. And that is how much God loves you and I. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it's the famous love chapter, but this is a description of God's character and his nature. And if he asks us to do something, that is because that is the way that he loves us. So in 1 Corinthians 13, this is a wonderful example of how God loves us. It's a wonderful example of his love toward us and his character and his nature. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, from verse 4, it says it this way. I'm just going to read verse 4. It says, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. I love this, that it says here that love is patient. It is to be long-suffering. It means to bear without taking an offense upon itself. It means to persevere patiently and bravely and not to lose heart. It means to be patient in bearing the offenses and injuries of others. It means to be mild and slow in avenging. Now, the Bible says that God is long-suffering toward us, not wishing that anybody would perish. In Psalms 86, verse 15, it says, but you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. In the Passion, it says, your nurturing love is tender and gentle. I want to encourage you this morning that God is patient toward you. Don't ever think in your heart that God is losing his temper with you. No, he is not. God is patient. He is long-suffering. He bears with you, and he's not dealing with you according to your sins. So I want to remind you and encourage you today, as you go through today, remember that God is patient toward you. He is mild, and he is gentle, and he is tender toward you. And it's only when I believe the truth of God's character and how he treats me, that he is gentle and he is not trying to avenge my sins. No, he is mild toward me. He is long-suffering. When I know that, when I believe that, then I start to change and I'm transformed into this, and I can start to extend it to other people. God bless you. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.